From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of Afrin is entirely under control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces and that Turkish flags have been flown over the town. The Reuters news agency reports that a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that more than 150,000 people have been displaced in Afrin since Wednesday. Turkish warplanes and artillery are reported to have struck the town of Afrin overnight. Meanwhile, in eastern Ghouta, Russian media reported at least 20,000 people fled the region around Damascus Sunday. Elections experts say that Russian President Vladimir Putin faces no real challenges in elections being held this Sunday and that he's likely to retain the position he's held for 18 years.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia and is now a visiting fellow at the Australian National University. Putin's closest rival was opposition leader Alexei Navalny, but he was disqualified from running in that election. That was when he was convicted for embezzlement in December of last year. This is VOA News. As Russia met Britain's expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats with similar action by expelling British diplomats, there's another theory about how a former Russian spy may have been exposed to a powerful nerve agent on British soil, which led to the back and forth between the two countries. Russia's foreign ministry listed four European countries, Britain itself, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Sweden, as the most likely source for the Novichok nerve agent British officials say was used. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova suggested all four had been carrying out intense research on Novichok. She offered no evidence to substantiate her claims. Meanwhile, the former spy Sergei Skripal and his 33-year-old daughter remain in critical condition from the March 4th incident in which both were found unconscious in an English town. South Korean media said Sunday a senior North Korean diplomat is headed to Finland to meet with former U.S. diplomats after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish. This all could lead to a possible meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan met with South Korea's foreign minister to discuss all of this.
I'm thrilled to welcome her here to the department as we continue our ongoing discussions on many issues of mutual interest and continuing to forge the strong bonds that we have between the United States and South Korea.
U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear power and program. The White House said this on Friday in a phone call with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Mr. Trump expressed cautious optimism over recent developments regarding North Korea. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who had been criticized publicly for months by President Trump and was fired late Friday by the Attorney General, has kept detailed memos of his interactions with the president, according to media reports. In a statement late Friday, McCabe called his firing retribution, saying, "I'm being singled out and treated this way because of the role I played, the actions I took, and the events I witnessed in the aftermath of the firing of former FBI Director James Comey." Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating Russian influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and whether there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.